Stay tuned for more Jazz America with me, Russ Davis, right after the news on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met Friday with Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif in Vienna to discuss disputes that prevented nuclear negotiators from meeting a June 30th deadline for an agreement. Negotiators from Iran and six world powers have given themselves a Tuesday deadline to come up with a comprehensive deal to lift international sanctions in exchange for Tehran scaling back its nuclear program. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras is urging voters to vote no in Sunday's referendum on whether the country should accept European bailout terms. Three recent polls of likely voters put the yes vote narrowly ahead of no. Jean-Claude Juncker is the European Commission President.
Even in the case of a yes vote, we'll have to face difficult negotiations. In the case of a no vote, the Greek position will be dramatically weak.
Greece is cut off from further European aid after failing Tuesday to meet a deadline for repaying $1.8 billion owed to the International Monetary Fund. Witnesses are saying that Boko Haram militants have executed 11 members who were accused of deserting the Islamist extremist group. Also, heavy gunfire was heard on the edges of the Borno state capital, Maiduguri. Boko Haram is blamed for several attacks this week and the killing of more than 150 people in the deadliest wave of violence since President Muhammadu Buhari took office May 29th. Syrian Observatory observers say the ancient Muslim antiquities from Palmyra that Islamic State said it took from a smuggler and destroyed may have been fakes. Even so, the chief of the UN cultural organization is condemning the Islamic State's. This is VOA News. Law enforcement officials across the United States boosting security for Independence Day events today after security agencies warned about potential terrorist threats. Time to the July 4th holiday. Jim Butterworth is the Emergency Management Agency Chief in the U.S. state of Georgia.
This event and this weekend specifically, we're celebrating Independence Day and the freedom that every American enjoys. And for some, that creates an opportunity to threaten our way of life.
Terror attacks last week in Tunisia, Kuwait, and France, in which dozens of civilians were killed, prompted U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson to issue a statement calling for increased vigilance over the Independence Day holiday in the U.S. Islamic State militants claim responsibility for the Tunisia and Kuwait attacks. Philippine authorities say the death toll from a ferry accident has risen to 50, and at least five people remain missing. More than 140 passengers were rescued or swam ashore after the ship went down Thursday, just minutes out of Ormoc City on its regular route to the Camotes Islands. The initial investigation suggests a combination of bad weather and human error led to the accident. President Obama will be meeting with Vietnam's Communist Party leader at the White House on Tuesday for talks on trade and other issues. Nguyen Phu Trong is the first Vietnamese communist leader to visit the U.S. He'll be arriving shortly after the 40th anniversary of the end of the Vietnam War between his country and the United States. Two former foes normalized their relations 20 years ago and have moved closer together in the past year as regional tensions involving China have increased in the region around the South China Sea. A solar-powered Swiss airplane touched down in Hawaii on Friday, completing a record-breaking flight across the Pacific Ocean, the riskiest leg of the 35,000-kilometer trip around the world without using any fuel. Bertrand Picard is one of the plane's two pilots.
A project like this one shows that renewable energies and clean technology and energy efficiency can be reliable, can be exciting, and can be profitable.
The Solar M+2 is the brainchild of the two Swiss pilots, also scientists Bertrand Picard and André Borschberg, who began the project in 2002. Carbon fiber's single-seat plane has a 72-meter wingspan, which is longer than the wingspan of the Boeing 747 passenger jets. Get more news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Welcome to another hour of the best of jazz, past and present, and our celebration of the late, great Ornette Coleman on this edition of Jazz America. This is Russ Davis, your host. And by the way, Jazz America is celebrating a birthday, too. Yes, the great Ornette Coleman died at the age of 85 on the 11th of June and left an incredible musical legacy as one of the innovators in jazz history, bringing about a style of jazz known as free jazz. He was a Pulitzer Prize winner, an NEA Jazz Master, a Lifetime Achievement Grammy Award winner, and a gentleman who will be known forever as one of the great players of the alto saxophone, a great visionary composer and band leader, and a person who pushed the art form forward as best he could. We'll hear some more of our conversation we enjoyed with Ornette Coleman in 2007, the year he won the Pulitzer Prize, as a matter of fact, and garnered a Grammy nomination for his album Sound Grammar. That's coming up. We'll also celebrate the anniversary of Jazz America, beginning the weekend of the 4th of July in 1999. I can't believe I've been producing this program for you for now 16 years, and it's been a wonderful ride for me. We'll also celebrate on the 4th of July the birthday of one of the great horn players in jazz from the funky side of things. Fred Wesley was born on the 4th of July in the state of Georgia in the southern part of the United States of America. And being from the South, he had a chance to get together with like-minded musicians who eventually became the horn section, including Pee Wee Ellis and Maceo Parker, that backed up James Brown. They became known as the JBs, and from their album Funky Good Time, here's their version of Herbie Hancock's Watermelon Man to begin this hour of VOA's Jazz America.
você já foi à Bahia, nega, não?
Então vá, quem vai ao Bonfim, mira nega, nunca mais quer voltar. Muita sorte teve, muita sorte teve, muita sorte terá. Você já foi à Bahia, nega, não? Então vá.
Lá tem Vatapá,
então vá.
Lá tem Caru,
então vá.
Lá tem Mucutá,
então vá.
Se quiser sambar,
então vá.
Nas sacadas dos sobrados da velha São Salvador, há lembranças de donzelas do tempo do imperador.
Tudo, tudo na Bahia faz a gente querer bem. A Bahia tem um jeito que nenhuma terra tem.
Você já foi à Bahia, nega, não?
Então vá. Quem vai ao Bonfim, minha nega, nunca mais quer voltar. Muita sorte teve, muita sorte tem, muita sorte terá. Você já foi à Bahia, nega, não? Então vá.
Lá tem Vatapá,
então vá. Lá tem Caruru,
então vá.
Lá tem Gongosá,
então vá.
Se quiser samba,
então vá.
Nas sacadas dos sobrados da velha São Salvador, há lembranças de donzelas do tempo do imperador.
Tudo, tudo na Bahia faz a gente querer bem. A Bahia tem um jeito que nenhuma terra tem.
Lá tem Vatapá,
então vá.
Lá tem Caruru,
então vá.
Lá tem Unguza,
então vá.
Se quiser samba,
então vá.
Você já foi à Bahia, nega, não?
If you're making a list of the finest male vocalists in jazz today, near the top, if not at the very top of that list, would be Kurt Elling. That is Kurt from his brand new release, Passion World, a selection of songs from many different parts of the world, sung in different languages, including English, and in the case of what you just heard, Portuguese. With a wonderful singer joining with him, Sarah Gazarek, duo on the Dori Caymmi composition, Você Já Foi à Bahia. Pardon me, my Portuguese is non-existent, but I hope you enjoyed the singing in that beautiful language by Kurt Elling and Sarah Gazarek. New music for you here on VOA's Jazz America, and now let's return to our 2007 conversation with the late great father of free jazz, Ornette Coleman, then hear another cut from his groundbreaking work, recorded in 1959, Change of the Century.
Deep and intelligent thoughts from a deep and intelligent man, musically and otherwise, Mr. Coleman. Ornette Coleman here joining with us, and just one last little question. What do the accolades mean to you? You've had a lot of things written about you, a lot of things said about you. I mean, we were just here at the International Association of Jazz Educators.
I'm sitting here with my cousin, which has 10 times more brain power I could ever imagine to get. And not only is he a creator, a performer and a player, but he directs things that people do that I've been trying to achieve all of my life that he's already perfected. Mm-hmm. And his name is James Jordan. He's sitting here beside me. And we grew up as kids, but he outgrew me in every way possible, socially, financially, intellectually, and more creatively. And he doesn't have to go through what I do to make the same mistakes. Which is fantastic.
Well, a creative man with
and his name is James Jordan.
With a generous spirit here. That's saying something coming from one cousin to another.
Yeah, it's
know
true.
What rivalries are all about. Ornette Coleman, thank you for your artistry, and thank you for bringing your cousin with you, too.
Oh, thank you. He's my brain.
You see, he made more money than you because he didn't go into jazz, maybe.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Ornette Coleman, thank you, sir,
for
joining us today.
Hi, this is Pat Metheny. You're listening to Jazz America with Russ Davis here on the Voice of America.
Thank you.
I know after speaking to Pat Metheny about the album Song X that you just heard from, that working with Ornette Coleman on that project was one of the peaks of his life and career. Hope you enjoyed the song Police, Police, preceded by Una Muy Bonita from the album Change of the Century from Ornette Coleman preceding that. Wasn't that interesting to hear the humble nature of his comments as he spoke so highly of his cousin as being beyond him in accomplishments? Ornette Coleman, humble and supremely talented at the same time. Now, Ornette Coleman was born in Texas, and so were some of the finest tenor saxophone players that jazz has ever known. In fact, five became known as the Texas Tenors: Illinois Jacquet, Buddy Tate, Arnett Cobb, King Curtis, and David Fathead Newman. And here is David Fathead Newman with a song Hard Times on Jazz America from VOA 1. From 1958, one of those great Texas tenor saxophone players, and there have been a lot of great Texas tenors that have followed in the footsteps of those five great gentlemen. That was David Fathead Newman with the song Hard Times. We're going to move a little bit to the east with the music you'll hear next in honor of an email I've received. We're going to go to New Orleans, as a matter of fact. But first, I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe a request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you. And here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice. So write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And as I mentioned, you are welcome to request music, and that's exactly what you're going to get right now with this email, which reads as follows. Hi, kindly play me a track from Louis Armstrong. I'm listening to you from Accra, Ghana, West Africa.
Dan Tago. Well, Dan, your wish is my command. As a matter of fact, we'll let the man they called Satchmo, Louis Armstrong, introduce the song himself here on VOA's Jazz America.
Know what it means to miss New Orleans. Stronger the longer I stay away. Yes, the moss colored vines, the tall sugar pines, the mockingbird seems to sing. And I like to see the lazy Mississippi hurrying into spring. The memories of Creole tunes that fill the air. I dream of Oldie Anderson June, and I'm wishing that I were there. Do you know what it means to miss New Orleans, since that's where you left your heart? And there's something more. I miss the one I care for more than I miss New Orleans.
two views of New Orleans music. And as I tell you here on VOA's Jazz America, I give you the best of jazz, past and present. From the past, we heard Louis Armstrong from the 1940s with Do You Know What It Means to Miss New Orleans, followed by a 21st century example of new electric jazz from New Orleans from the great trumpeter Terrence Blanchard from his 2015 release, Breathless, a song entitled Soldiers. Now it's time to return once again for one more bit of conversation with the late, great Ornette Coleman. I had a chance to interview him at the International Association for Jazz Education Conference that occurred at the Jazz at Lincoln Center Complex in New York City in 2007. We'll follow that conversation with Ornette Coleman with music from his album Tone Dialing that he recorded with his band Primetime. Tell me about the band that you're working with now. Everybody wants to know about what you've done for me recently.
I've been using four people, my son DiNardo and a bass player named Tony Falango and one other bass player, Al McDowell and myself, and we've been traveling around the world playing the music that I've been composing and hoping that to make it better and better by finding more ways to let everyone to have free expression. Because without free expression, all you do is repeat the same thing. But if you have free expression, you can make more mistakes that are very good.
Well, free is the operative term. I mean, you brought that word into jazz more than anybody else ever has. I mean, you created a whole subgenre of jazz, free jazz.
Sound doesn't have any parents.
Sound doesn't have any parents. Another nugget of wisdom from the great Ornette Coleman. Thank you. Ornette Coleman changing with the times with his band Prime Time from the album Tone Dialing and the song Street Blues. Miles Davis, also an innovator and ever-changing chameleon of jazz, changed his style and sound as the years rolled on in his life and in his career, reflecting what was going on in the world around him. And the same thing is happening with modern big band. And I brought up Miles because what you're about to hear is from an album titled Into the Mystic. It's from the Florida-based Flying Horse Big Band, directed by Jeff Rupert. Here's their song as part of a suite for Miles Davis, the song entitled Wrinkle. Some brand new electric big band for you on Jazz America from VOA 1.
Thank you.
Electric Big Band to some classic jazz piano. Born 85 years ago on the 2nd of July, here is Ahmad Jamal with a 1966 version of the classic Misty. Jazz time marches on. Ahmad Jamal just turned 85 on the 2nd of July, and we celebrated Ornette Coleman, who passed away at 85, on this edition of Jazz America. This is Russ Davis. Thank you so much for joining me. And on the next edition of Jazz America, the versatile Mr. John Scofield, the master guitarist, will be in the spotlight. In the last year, he's collaborated with Modesky, Martin & Wood as his own Uber Jam band, Government Mule, the rock jazz band, Joe Lovano, blues legend Taj Mahal, New Orleans singer John Cleary, his trio with Steve Swallow and Bill Stewart, and Germany's Pablo Hell trio. John Scofield in the spotlight on the next Jazz America. Join me then, won't you?